And welcome back to In Focus, segment number 3. We're now joined by Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. How's it going today, Robin?
Great. How are you doing?
I can't complain. It's a good Thursday.
It is.
We'll start things off. We're going to take a step back and look at you guys there at Pawnee Mental Health. Just wrapped up a pretty big event with Pancakes for Pawnee. February 16th was when that was. Tell me, how did things go for that?
It was awesome. And I'll tell you, for people who, who were awake last week, you know that we were on the tail end of a polar vortex with temperatures that were just out of this world. And obviously, you know, we're at the end of about a year of living under COVID. And so as we were approaching Pancakes for Pawnee, we were really kind of wondering what it was going to be like this year. And we had, we'd already made the decision we wouldn't do any dine-in service, that it would all be curbside pickup, and that it would be delivery. And, because of those were significant changes, we just really weren't sure what to expect. And probably more than anything, we were thinking that the cold weather might really be a deterrent for some people. But, you know, there probably is nothing that sounds better than having pancakes and sausage for dinner on a cold winter night. And it was really awesome because we had, we served over about 350 pancakes in like 2.5 hours. And those pancakes were all either picked up at the curb at Early Edition in their West location in the Candlewood Shopping Center, or they were delivered by some of Pawnee's own staff. So it was a great night, and we're looking forward to doing it again next year. Although next year, Fat Tuesday falls in March, and so hopefully we'll be a little further out, from the cold weather next year.
Right. Hopefully you won't have to deal with the drive-up style.
That's right.
But speaking of the drive-up style, is that something that you saw maybe people kind of enjoy having that option, that maybe might be something you incorporate?
I think we very likely will incorporate it into our future planning. And maybe it was because of COVID and people have been locked up, but people seem to be really happy to be driving up and just being handed pancakes. And here's the simple thing, you know, because the menu was the same and everybody ordered the same thing, there weren't some of the time delays that sometimes come about when you're going through a drive-through and the restaurant's taking orders and trying to make sure that they prepare your meal to order. Because in this case, it was a huge pancake with butter and maple syrup and 2 sausages and a beverage. And so we were able to really push it out pretty quickly. So, you know, I would like to, again, do a shout out of thanks to all of our lead sponsors for this event. Early Edition, of course, main sponsor. This is the third consecutive year that they've provided us this opportunity for Pancakes for Pawnee. And then our other lead sponsors included UMB, Schilling Construction, BHS Construction, Midwest Concrete Materials, Burnett Automotive, and Endicott Lighting. So we're really grateful to them. We had other sponsors as well, and there'll be more information coming out that includes the entire sponsorship list.
That's great. A large realm of sponsors. And again, just remind us where that money goes to and what it supports.
Absolutely. So as a community mental health center, one of the things that Pawnee Mental Health is known for is that we provide services to all people regardless of their ability to pay for those services. And so what that means is that, you know, in our community, individuals who have no health insurance and who are having to pay out of pocket don't have a whole lot of options when it comes to their mental health care. But Pawnee Mental Health is an option for them. And so the funds from this event go to help offset the costs of services to children, youth, adults, seniors who either don't have health insurance, or if they have health insurance, their deductibles or their co-insurances may be so high that even under those circumstances, they have difficulty paying for those. And so these funds help provide access to mental health care for people who don't have the ability to pay for it themselves.
That's awesome. And again, thank you to all of you guys who do what you do there at Pawnee Mental Health. Again, speaking with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole. And Robin, aside from the fundraisers that you guys put on, like Pancakes for Pawnee, I understand there's also some other funding out there. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. You know, there's been some really exciting developments happening at both the federal and the state level. And so there's this, I guess it was back in February, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration released grants to 134 community mental health centers across the United States to become certified behavioral health centers. There were already about 134 community mental health centers that had been previously funded by the federal government. These grants were funded as a part of a $4.5 billion package that was allocated to SAMHSA as a part of COVID-19 relief funding. Now, the impact of this community behavioral health funding is that there now are six centers in Kansas who have federal funding to become certified community behavioral health centers. And what that means is that those community mental health centers are beginning the process of transforming themselves into centers where people not only receive mental health care or behavioral health care, but also have an opportunity to be evaluated, or that their physical healthcare needs have an opportunity to be evaluated. And so it really is a sort of a whole health approach to the whole person. And of course, we know that physical health and mental health are linked, that you can't have good physical health without also having good mental health. If your mental health is suffering, your physical health is likely to suffer as well. In fact, there's research that shows that for people who have chronic mental illnesses, their lifespan is oftentimes 25 years shorter than the average lifespan of a person who's not affected by serious mental illness. And so the federal government has provided another opportunity for funding to become a certified community behavioral health center. And Pawnee is tossing its hat in the ring. We have a March 1st application deadline. And so we're working even today and tomorrow to finalize our application. This is also being addressed on the legislative side. This funding that the federal government's being made available, or is making available to the states, is to help community mental health centers begin the process of developing their programs to function as certified community behavioral health centers. But the legislature in each state has to pass legislation and has to amend their Medicaid program in order for it to be something that sticks or that moves forward. And so we're looking at this on two fronts. We're looking at the opportunities for funding from the federal government to develop or to begin to look like a certified community behavioral health center. And we're working with the legislature to pass laws that would allow for the state of Kansas to recognize certified community behavioral health centers. So it's potentially worth $2 million a year for 2 years if Pawnee should get funding for this project. So there are some good resources that are available that could really enhance the quality of services that we provide in the community. So we're very hopeful and are eager to submit our application for this funding.
That's awesome. A big time step there with that. And good luck to you guys. Obviously, hopefully everything turns out all right with that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion here on In Focus with Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health, Robin Cole.